Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. In this week's episode, I wanted to talk about something that we all encounter at some point. Playing the victim of our circumstances. It's time to stop pointing fingers at external factors and start taking charge of our own lives. Think of life as a game where we all start off at different levels with different resources. The cool thing is that in this game, you can mess up multiple times and still come out on top. You can learn new skills, gain more resources, and level up if you work hard enough. So, why are you letting outside forces hold you back? It is easy to blame things like the government, your employer, your upbringing, your age, or your race. But the reality is that you can improve any situation you are in. You can start making positive changes in your life instead of playing the victim card. So here are some tips on how to take control of your life. First off, take responsibility for your actions and choices. You have the control over your own life. Instead of placing blame on others, acknowledge your role in your current circumstances. Taking responsibility is the first step to making real changes. Next, change your mindset. Instead of focusing on what you lack, think about what you can control and how you can improve your situation. Stay positive and empower yourself with a can-do attitude. So after that, make some goals and plan out how you will achieve them. It is super helpful to actually write your goals down because it increases your chances of achieving them by 42%, according to Google. Once you've done that, create a roadmap with the steps you need to take to reach your goals. It is also important to get some support and advice. Surround yourself with positive people who push you forward. Remember, you are the average of the 5 people you spend most of your time with, so choose them wisely. Consider getting help from a mentor or therapist who can guide you through. Also, don't forget to take care of yourself. Prioritize your well-being by looking after your physical, mental, and emotional health. Self-care is essential for keeping a positive attitude. I really feel the difference in my mood if some weeks I don't exercise enough. I feel more irritable and more tired. So make sure you use the tool of exercising to your advantage. My next advice is to keep learning and growing. We live in a time of endless opportunity. There are tons of free resources online for anything you want to learn. Whether it's investing or cooking, the information is out there. Take advantage of your privileges and use them to improve yourself every day. And continuous growth is key to self-improvement. Those newly acquired skills and knowledge can truly help you change your life for the better. And lastly, don't forget to celebrate your wins. Acknowledge your achievements, no matter how small. Recognizing your progress boosts your confidence and keeps you motivated to keep developing and growing. If you're listening to this podcast, you're already ahead of the game. Make the most of that and work towards a better you. You have the power to turn things around. It just takes some effort and determination. So ditch the victim mentality and start taking charge of your life. I hope that my reflections have given you some new ideas. Remember, it is never too late to make changes and to better yourself. With responsibility, a positive mindset, goals, support, self-care, learning, and celebration, you can break free from feeling like a victim and you can create a more empowered life. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram or my email found in the description. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the One Step Wealthier podcast. I will speak to you soon. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.